boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
So what did you do over your long weekend? I just watched all five Twilight movies. How about you?
Definitely did not do that. I can tell you that right now. I did not do that.
I don't know what came over me.
I also didn't even know they had five.
Yes, because the last book is broken into two parts. And I've told you before, I think that's the last book that I've read seriously was the Twilight series in middle school. And I saw it on Hulu over the weekend. I'm like, you know what? It's kind of gloomy. Like, that feels like a fall.
Even right now.
Today would be a great Twilight day. I highly recommend everybody go home and stream.
Oh, dear God.
I watched all of them. I started it while my boyfriend Curly was at work on Saturday. Because I'm like, I just want background noise while I'm coloring. He would not be into this. And then I was hooked. I forgot how much I loved them. That by the time he got home, I think it was on movie number probably three. And he absolutely hated it. But I feel like it is a rite of passage. Make your man watch the Twilight series.
Would you also say the same thing if 50 Shades of Grey? Isn't there multiple series of that?
I don't know. Did you know that 50 Shades of Grey is based off of Twilight? Was like inspired by Twilight?
Okay, so that's the next one you're going to watch.
Well, I want you to remember that his brother lives in the basement.
Oh,
that's weird. I don't like that.
Yeah, you're right. Don't watch that one.
Maybe I'm going to pass.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We've got to talk about the gender reveal party that is tearing TikTok apart.
Have I seen this?
You might have. You may have seen recreations. There's one girl on TikTok who makes, recreates really cringy proposals.
And yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. Well, she did this one. Don't worry.
I went
and found the original because I was like, what do we have going on here? All right. I have heard before people may feel some type of way about in-laws, mother-in-laws, that they're overbearing or what have you. And this seems to be the epitome of that. So the video is an expecting couple, mom and dad, who have family over in their backyard to do a gender reveal. And they both have the confetti cannons. And you can see the expected mother, her mom, so grandma to be, starts like making her way up onto an elevated surface.
And it's her own mom?
Uh-huh. Into the garden. So she's above everybody and people are like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, mind your business. It's fine. Like, let's get to it. So then mom and dad to be shoot off their confetti cannon things. And they're a little confused because one is pink and one is blue. So they're like, wait a minute. Is this how we find out we're having twins? Or like, what's mixed signal? What's going on here? And then mom of the expecting mother comes in and goes, ha 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 ha. Check this one out. She has a giant balloon. She pops it and reveals that it's a girl. So she single-handedly made it all about herself. You can see the mom-to-be looking at her, and she can't even be excited in the moment. Her face drops, and man, is she getting cooked in the comments.
I got two things about this. One, as somebody who loves to be center of attention sometimes, even I know, you don't do that. That's
when
stupid.
You know.
Yeah.
Is when Destiny knows.
Then you know you really done did.
Yeah.
Messed up, okay? And then number two is, okay, we hear it once in a blue moon, stories of moms kind of having crushes on their daughters, like husband or boyfriend or whatever. Do we think that's a case here? Do we?
Is this how she's like living through it?
Yes.
Oh, gross. I don't know.
That's my only other thought is, do we have a mom in love with her son-in-law? Ew.
I don't. Ew. That's all I can say.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Yeah. You might think it's a little too early to shop for Christmas. I think otherwise.
I do kind of envy the oomph that you have for the holiday.
Oh,
every year, I'm like, I should start earlier.
No, I usually procrastinate. I don't know what is with me this year.
the spirit, the Holy Spirit of Christmas.
It has lit me. And so cheers to already happening to hear about Christmas.
I mean, whatever. I guess let us, can we get through Halloween?
No, that's what I was going to say. Somebody's yelling in their car. Can we just get through Halloween?
Yeah, let us have
dear God,
Destiny, one thing.
Please. I just want to eat my Reese's peanut butter cup.
Please. I need a pumpkin before I move on to the Christmas trees.
Well, I've already moved on. I bought a Christmas present this weekend, and you're not going to guess who it is for.
Yourself.
No, you know what? Shockingly, no.
I do be doing that. Like, oh, it's Christmas for me.
It's on sale.
Aw, Merry Christmas to me.
No, I bought a toy for the dogs.
Oh.
It's a toy.
A Christmas toy?
Well, it's like a stuffed little dog, and it's got a little cute little Christmas hat on it. And oh. Last year, you know what? I do remember last year for Christmas, for all of the pets, the cats and the dogs, that when it got closer to the holiday, I couldn't find a Christmas-themed toy for the life of me. It was like they all got bought out.
And you found one mid-October?
I found a crap ton, but I only allowed myself one for now. And the dog's already seen it, so they know what they're getting for Christmas.
You hang on. What? You mean to tell me you brought that into the house, showed it to the pet, and then didn't give it to him?
Oh, yeah. No, they were not. They weren't.
That's so mean.
They'll get it in like 2 months, Taylor. I'm sure they'll forget about it. I hope. No, now you make me feel bad.
Why? You should. That was the whole point.
I know you don't want to hear this, but let's go back to Christmas and talk about it.
She is a menace to society.
I know people are mad about this, and I do not care as somebody who loves Christmas so much. So I told you I already bought my first Christmas present. It was for the dogs, and it's a nice little stuffed dog, surprisingly enough. And it's got a cute little, like, Santa hat on it, so it'll be perfect for Christmas and their little stockings that they get. But I am going to be a lot more organized this Christmas. I did it 2 years ago, and I was obsessed with it, where in my notes app on my phone, I would write down each person's name that I knew I was going to shop for. Mm-hmm. For instance, your name would be on there. Shockingly, you're getting a gift for me. So it'll say Taylor, and then I'll have a wish list of things like, I don't know what I'm getting you, so let's just pretend. Okay. She wants coffee, so I'm going to get
a Lamborghini.
Well, that girl, where do you think I work? like coffee beans, okay? So maybe I'd get... That's not what I'm going to get you, but because I know you want a coffee machine. So I get you coffee beans, right? And I'll have like a wish list, and then I'll have the list of what I've actually bought for you. Mm. I did this 2 years ago, and it helped keep my brain way more sane during the holiday season. Right. Just because I tend to forget what I bought for people, and the next thing I know, I've bought a crap ton for you, and then only 2 things for my boyfriend, and we're like, what happened? I blacked out.
Dude, it's the worst, especially like for siblings, for example, where you're like, I want to spend as equal of an amount as possible. It's really easy to lose track.
Yeah, so this year I want to be way more organized on my app phone, or my apps on my phone, is that not only do I want to organize it by the wish list and then what I've actually bought, I want to put photos in. Because sometimes I'd be writing things like beans, like if I was going to buy you the coffee beans.
And you're like, I don't know if they're garbanzo or coffee or what.
That's
concerning if you can't remember what type of bean you're buying.
What kind of bean? Did I get her kidney? I can't remember what bean I got, Taylor. But I'd be writing notes, so I'm going to put photos in there this time so I actually can remember what the heck I bought you. But I'm also going to put prices.
Okay.
Because I will do this thing where I'm like, I don't know if I've spent enough on Taylor. It turns out I've spent 100 already on beans.
Yeah. I hate to like totally make you.
What?
I mean, that's nerdy. Not going to lie. You might as well make an Excel sheet.
I thought about it.
Can I tell you what I saw that I fear is going to make you into a monster?
Go on. What do you got? What do you got?
Monster. I've seen people saying they're going to use ChatGPT.
Like, what do you mean? Go on.
To help them shop for people.
Girl,
I mean,
you are the hardest to shop for. So what do I put in things that I know you like?
Yeah, and then like your price range.
Oh yeah, nothing sincere anymore for me. It's all ChatGPT.
I know. See, you're gonna be literally like a robo Christmas.
At this point, should I just say to Taylor from ChatGPT?
You might as well put that on my can of beans.
It's time for a Taylor window update. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's giving Twilight.
I knew it. I'm like in my head 2 seconds before I go, she's going to talk about Twilight. I just freaking know it.
I can't help it. I watched all 5 movies this weekend. Do I regret it? Absolutely not. It's probably at least 12 hours of my life that I will never get back. but it reignited something in me. That, to me, was giving fall. Today would be, I kind of wish I didn't do it until today. Like, I should have, like, acted should've sick
called
today.
Should have called out sick. Yeah. No, I would have.
And watched Twilight today.
Mm-hmm.
But I must know, were you Team Edward or
I
team
knew,
Jacob?
It's funny, I was going to ask you. I think I know what you are. You are Team Edward, 100%. And I am Team Jacob. Was I wrong? I was right, wasn't I?
Well, yeah. No, you're right. Because when it came out, I was 100% Team Edward. But as I was watching this weekend, it's so funny to watch, like, as an adult, because I couldn't decide. Like, I wasn't sure who I was rooting for. I just thought, like, Bella was doing them both dirty, to be honest.
So
like,
really, it's
what are
team
you doing?
I hate Bella is what she is.
Yes,
is that what you are? Was team I hate Bella?
Team get it together and just, like, stop leading them on. That's what it was.
Before we left on Friday, we placed, like, a prop bet on how much we thought my boyfriend Amberman was going to propose. I was at a 25% that I thought he was going to propose at the Renaissance Fair in the Amanas. Because the last time I was here in May, he was going to. He had the ring in his pocket and everything, and he didn't.
He never found
the right moment.
The right moment, and that is a direct quote.
Exactly. He did not. He did not.
Okay, well, I'm glad you cut to the chase.
People are like, okay, let me turn my radio off. That's all I cared about.
The answer is no.
Just kidding. No, but I will tell you, there were two moments that I was like, it's happening. Oh, my God, it's happening. You know? And in fact,
I'm sure. Yes, it was probably really convincing in the moment.
Well, okay, I want to hear what you think. Okay, so the first one was, make it mandatory that we got to take cute photos
at
the fair.
Pause. Did you say anything to him heading into the weekend? Like, oh, is it going to happen? Or you just
never
on your best behavior?
I was on my, okay. Yeah. Okay. My best behavior. I love that. Yes, I never once said anything to him because I felt like if I said something to him, there's a fat chance he wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, you ruined
so
the
I
surprise.
Keep my keep my mouth shut.
Okay.
So I did. When we were at the fair, we have to take cute photos because I want it for my Instagram, things like that. And as we're taking the photo, I swear he said something because my phone kept falling. It was not staying up against our, we get a thing of root beer there.
Mm.
And it was not staying up against the root beer and it was really windy. So it kept falling.
Mm.
I swear I heard something along the lines of, you're going to ruin this for me. And I was like, I swear I heard that. Like, I'm like, what am I ruining? Are you going to do it now? Because you know there's a photo happening.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept having his hands in his pocket, which is not him. That, he don't put his hands in his pocket. He just doesn't.
Okay.
So I thought that was kind of weird, too. I'm like, why was your hands in your pocket? I'm like, it's happening. It did not. Next thing that I thought maybe this was finally the time is that we were watching a puppet show. It was very fun at the Renaissance Festival. And right after it was a costume contest. Little did I know I was going to enter into the costume contest. Mm-hmm. But I did because my boyfriend told me to do it. Well, then the people, the judges of the costume contest were like, well, if you're going to make her do it, you got to do it.
Oh.
So he did the costume contest. And we were right next to each other in the line that I thought, before the judges pick who the winner is, he's going to get down on one knee.
Oh, my God.
Do you hate that?
I hate. I will say I hate that.
You're
taking away the winner's moment.
You're right. There probably is somebody who's like, oh, my God, he just wanted to win the costume contest. Why did you have to bring out a ring?
Well, you had to propose. Did you ever give him, like, a pat down? Did he have the ring?
No,
what
I never
why wouldn't you pat his pockets? That's the
next
first
step,
thing.
Constantly pat his pockets. I'm literally the freaking police.
Literally, before you walk in this house, you're getting a pat down.
Well, it didn't go as I planned this weekend. I did not get engaged at the Renaissance Festival in Amana.
What cracked me up was the photo that I received. Was it yesterday?
Yeah, it was either yesterday or if not. No, it definitely was yesterday. Not Sunday. It was one of the two.
It was a picture of Destiny's left hand, which any normal person would be like, wait a minute, she's showing me the rock. I know that you would call me immediately.
There's
no way you would just send
or
a photo.
Or FaceTime. You know when you're getting a FaceTime from me, it's time.
Right. I think the last FaceTime was...
Why are you going to bring it up?
No, whatever.
So she the last time I was engaged.
We've been through this, you know?
She knows the drill.
I know the drill.
Wait for a FaceTime.
She sends me a picture of her left hand... with no ring and says it didn't happen. It's so sad. So sad.
Kill in arms of an angel because I didn't get what I wanted.
I said, yet another week goes by.
This song plays constantly in my head. Yeah. Every time I think it happens, it in effect does not happen.
That was you walking back to your car after the Ren Fest, thinking, wow, I thought it was going to really happen this weekend.
She's not wrong. But it didn't happen. There was a couple times that I thought it was going to happen at the Renaissance Festival. It didn't. So when we got home, pull my boyfriend aside and I go, why didn't it happen?
Oh, God.
Girl, you know me.
Uh-huh.
I'm desperate.
Hey, you might as well lay it all out there.
And he goes, and he said one thing. You were expecting it too much. I thought about it, but you were expecting it. That's like literally said, hold on. Because he's like, I thought about it. I almost put it in my pocket. And then I go, she's expecting it too much. So I put it away. Mm. And he goes, so when he said that, I go, Taylor literally told me that. We literally talked about that on Friday. She said, you got to stop expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't happen. And then you know what he did? He did give me a talking to. I think.
How romantic is this?
Well, because I got all sad yesterday. And I was like, oh, why don't you love me? Can you just do it already? You know, things like that. You'll get to that. You'll get insane. The girly pops know. When you've been waiting, you'll get insane, okay?
Okay.
Just wait for your moment.
Okay.
She's like, I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know if I want to go like. There. I said, well, why didn't you do it? Why can't you do it? And things like that. And he goes, when you stop expecting it is when it's going to happen. We might have to wait 3 years now. I said, no, the freak we aren't. I probably said words I can't say on the radio, but I said, we're not waiting. So I have to try my planning brain, because you know I love to plan things, has to now stop thinking about it. And I even saw somebody over the weekend on TikTok. They said, when you least expect it, when you finally give up, is when it will happen. How do you give up?
Maybe you find where he's hiding the ring, you steal it, you hide it somewhere else, and then he's going to be panicking, like, oh my God, I can't find it.
That's good, that's
good. And then you're not going to expect it coming because you know that he's lost it.
And he can't find it.
And he can't find it.
No, wait, that's so good. Then I will definitely give up.
Maybe. I just love this is how we're talking about your engagement.
Okay, yeah, it didn't happen. I didn't get proposed to like I had wanted. God, just ripping multiple band-aids today. Like I wanted to at the Renaissance Festival. I thought my boyfriend would maybe propose. He, in fact, did not. And a lot of people here thought that, too. We're literally sitting in our jock meeting that we have during the week. And the first thing that was said to me by Chad Taylor was, so you got something you want to tell us?
And you said no.
I said, why are you going to bring it up? Bring the tissues.
Well, I am going to Uno reverse a little bit and say this is your fault.
Because
Friday you're like, everybody, let's put $20 on yes or no. Am I going to get the rock or not? So, I mean, it's not like nobody didn't know.
That was really good how you like.
That's how it went.
You do a really good impersonation of me.
It's no secret. We talked about it on Friday.
So not only did I do that, exactly how she said it, but then yesterday we go and do family photos. Okay, it's just me and my boyfriend, Abraham. We did invite the kitties and the doggies in one photo, but it was just photos of us that we're going to use for our Christmas card this year. And I posted just one and only one photo, and it's cute, of me and my boyfriend, Abraham. And one of my aunt commented, and she said, best wishes, my aunt, on my mom's side. Then my aunt on my dad's side, she freaking loses it. She's texting me in all capital letters, and she said, your aunt posted best wishes on your pic, and is there something I should know? Because if there is, and you did not tell me, you're in so much trouble. Don't tell me to calm down. This is calm.
Wow.
So... I haven't texted her back yet.
Whoa.
I really should, because apparently she seems very unhinged. But I'm like, I don't think it's funny because Spencer from 1600 ESPN said he looked at the photo too and goes, I don't know. I kind of thought it was like an announcement of some sort. It's just a photo of us.
I will say.
What did we do in the photo that gives it away? I'm not wearing a ring.
No, you're not.
Nothing.
What's kind of funny. Number one, the timing of it all after, again, you were broadcasting to all of Eastern Iowa that you thought you were getting proposed to.
There's that. There's that.
That was number one. Number two, what I will point out is that you can't actually see your ring finger.
Yeah, so why do people think that? I have it tucked in his arm.
Are you hiding it? Although, again, these people clearly don't know you because
Girl, no. It'd she's be front
gonna,
center.
She's going to live stream as soon as that man hits a knee. So I don't know what you guys, let's be serious.
As soon as he gets out, somebody live stream.
It's happening.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We got to talk about the news that came out when we were on our long weekend, and that is the Taylor Swift docuseries and the final concert film of the Eras Tour.
Kind of had a feeling this was happening.
Yeah?
I did. When I saw that she was making an announcement on Good Morning America Sunday, and when I saw that, I was like, the only time she's on Good Morning America is for something huge. An album is coming out. I think that's when she announced Folklore, Evermore, and Lover. There could be other albums. I could be getting it wrong. I don't know. Did she announce the Eras Tour on there too? I don't recall that one.
Maybe.
I don't remember. But I was like, it's going to be huge. Now, a lot of people on TikTok were like, it's Rep. She's bringing out Reputation. I'm like, no. She always said,
You gotta stop.
There'll be no explanation. There'll just be a Reputation. I think she's just going to one day be like, surprise, it's coming out Friday. Like, whether we like it or not. I don't think that's a Good Morning America one. No offense to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a feeling, and a lot of people were saying, where is this footage that they saw them filming on the Eras Tour? Where the heck is it?
Right.
We didn't get that.
Right.
So I kind of had a feeling.
So it's two different things from my understanding is there's a six-part docuseries about the Eras Tour. And then there's, obviously she came out with the Eras Tour movie last year, I think. But that didn't have the Tortured Poets department.
And a lot of us didn't get that.
Yeah, because
even I didn't get the Tortured Poets.
It came out probably more than halfway through the Eras Tour run. So that is the other thing. Now, it looks like Disney Plus is where it's going to be coming out on December 12th. So we have a little bit of time. I don't really know what to expect from the docuseries. I'm actually really intrigued by it.
I am.
I have so many questions that I need them to address in this docuseries.
I have expectations for it.
When does she go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Does she? During the Eras Tour.
She got a pee cup?
How does she change her outfits? Not that I don't need to see it. You know what I mean?
No, I want to know.
Are they tearaway? How does she get changed so fast? Or, like, I know we've seen...
What's her workout?
Yeah.
I get that she ran on the treadmill for every single song, but I'm like, there had to have been more.
I want to know, an hour before the show, what is she doing?
What is her diet like?
Yeah, is she snacking? Is she listening to her own music? Is she rehearsing? I have so many things that I really hope that they... like really delve into what was going on behind the scenes of the Eras Tour.
I would say all of those exact same things that I need, plus more behind the scenes. I've already seen people, there's this in the trailer, she's in the bathroom and she's like, you know, filling the tub up with water.
Yes, I saw that.
And the spies are spying and they're like, oh, she uses this shampoo and this face, you know, things like that. And I'm like, I need more of that. I need to know, what does Taylor Swift put on her body? Like, what perfume is that girl wearing? What, you know, because I'm going to buy it. I'm a sucker. I'm a sucker, and I'm going to buy it. I want to be like Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Just, you know, the cheaper version.
You should probably start saving up now.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Yesterday, I couldn't tell if I was being catfished by somebody, whether I know them or not. Or, do you know that story, it happens around Thanksgiving, where this mother texted the wrong person?
Yes.
And long story short, this guy's been going to her Thanksgiving for, I think it's like almost, it's got to be over 10 years now. That's an older story.
Yeah, they made it a tradition.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh my God, is this my Thanksgiving buddy? I'm ready. Where's the stuffing?
Okay.
You tell me what you think it is. But I'm going to do a dramatic reading of the text message that I got yesterday.
Okay.
Here it is. From a phone number that is nowhere near here, starting in area code 334.
Oh, I don't even know where that is.
I eventually figure it out.
Okay.
But the first text message was, I'm making spicy shrimp salad tomorrow. Come over. Say no more.
I have heard how you talk about the way you feel about shrimp, so.
Thank you. It was like they texted the right person. I did not know this number. I said, thank you got the wrong number, but I love spicy shrimp. They said, excuse me, is this Molly? I'm Alina. I said, nope, my name is Destiny. She goes, OMG, my assistant gave me the wrong number. I hope it didn't bother you. First thing I go, I'm like, oh, she's rich. Yeah. You got an assistant?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be a CEO of some sort, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking. I go, no, you're good. But if Molly can make it, count me in. Screw Molly. I'm going in. Oh, I want some spicy shrimp. She said, thank you. I think you're a kind person. When you come to Los Angeles, I will treat you to a dinner as an apology. Girl, book me a flight out of here. I want to go to Los Angeles now. I want to meet her. I said, I'll keep that in mind, but won't be anytime soon. I'm all the way in Iowa. She goes, Iowa is a beautiful place. I often hear my friends talk about it, and maybe I'll take a trip there this winter. I was like, girl, bad idea. So I said, if you like cold and lots of snow, that's the perfect time. If not, maybe spring or winter is a better option. LOL. She goes, of course. When I decide, I'll bring up informing you that I need a qualified guide or I'll get lost. I said, same for Los Angeles. I'll make sure to reach out. I live in Cedar Rapids. It's got some fun things here. She said, haha, you're a funny guy. And I'm like, wait a minute. I told you my name is Destiny. Is she just like, is that a joke? Or she just thinks I'm a guy? I don't really know. I, 37. How old are you? I said, 30. She says, that's a good age. And I said, people keep telling me that. That's it. That's our conversation.
Okay.
What?
No.
Why?
That's a bot. You can't tell random phone numbers where you live.
I didn't tell him.
No, you said I live in Cedar Rapids.
Okay, I live in Marion. I didn't do that. I was being semi-safe.
I'm going to be your mother right now and say stranger danger. No, I think you just told a bot everything. You don't hear. Of course, I will make recommendations. No, that's not a real person.
Somebody who's got an assistant, I think that they would talk fancy like that, don't you?
It sounds to me like, okay.
She's like ChatGPT.
You know when people are like, I got to call my grandparents and make sure they're not falling for AI?
Are you saying it's me?
I am concerned you might start sending money to someone who's not really who you think it is.
We told you last week that we would have more details about Stuff the Wagon 2025.
We got to lay it all out there.
We really do. First things first, we're moving to a new location this year. So that is something that you want to keep at the very top of your list. Because there's a new place to find us for Stuff the Wagon 2025.
Stuff the Wagon 2025, presented by Zio Giano's Italian Restaurant.
Oh my God, the pasta.
So excited to have them on board, helping us out with our favorite thing that we get to do. And what's awesome about Zio Giano's is that they have three different locations, which means you will get to catch us at three different spots this year.
Yeah, we're not just going to be in Cedar Rapids. We're also going to be hitting up Iowa City and in Marion as well. So we'll be closer to you this holiday season.
We're coming to you and we're kicking it off a little bit sooner than normal so that you can avoid the craziness of Christmas time. So save the date. We'll be at the Marion Zio Giano's on Monday, November 10th. Then we're going to be in Iowa City on Monday, November 17th, Monday, November 24th, and Monday, December 1st, all at Zio Giano's Iowa City. And then we're going to finish it up in Cedar Rapids at Zio Giano's off of Edgewood Road on Monday, December 8th.
What's awesome about this is, like, I'm a firm believer that when you do good, you should also treat yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. When I donate,
I'm like, you know what? I deserve to go get myself something to eat.
Yeah.
So when you bring things for our furry friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society that we're giving back for Stuff the Wagon 2025, why not treat yourself to some Zio Giano's?
Absolutely. We cannot wait to kick it off, and we hope to see you there.
Yeah. Don't forget, we're going to be collecting food and donations and toys for our furry friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society for this year's Stuff the Wagon 2025.
I don't understand guys.
No.
And I wonder if you have seen the same situation in your boyfriend, neighbor, man. Because funny enough, we both had family photos. You did this weekend. I also did this weekend with my boyfriend and his family. Oh my God, could these boys be less prepared? I had told you that my boyfriend, Curly, his mom was like, oh, you guys should decide like what our clothing theme is probably over a week ago. And I told him, like, listen, your family is all dudes. You just need to decide and let me know what it is because I don't know what you guys have. So he let me know on Friday, probably. We're doing blue jeans, black top. That's it. I'm like, okay, great. I don't have to go buy. You know me. I thought I was going to have to go buy something. I have both of those things in my closet.
Perfect.
So I'm like, great. The day's going to come and I will have some options in my closet. Well, it comes along and then he and his brother 30 minutes before we're supposed to leave are like, well, are we doing dark jeans or light jeans? Am I doing a button up or a short sleeve or a long sleeve? What color shoes are we wearing? And I'm like,
that should have all been discussed before.
You guys didn't bring this up. I already have my outfit picked out. So does it really matter? Since when did any of this matter? I just don't understand how they live their lives like that.
No, same thing for my boyfriend, neighbor man. Because, like, literally an hour or two before we went to go get photos, we did them ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
He finally got around to taking all of the photos that were previously on the card, the memory card or whatever. Mm-hmm. Finally took that off an hour or two before. Then we're about to go out the door and he goes, I can't find my pants. Where are my pants? Have you seen my pants? And I'm like, you literally had them in your hand not even 20 minutes ago. What do you mean you can't find your pants? Find them. Because they're definitely in the house. You had them in your hands. I watched you pick them up. He lost his pants. Hey, don't worry. He has pants in the photo, in case you're wondering.
I'm glad you could clear that up.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.